My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Samach Gimel, 63, in Sefer Tehillim. This mizmar was written b'midbar Yehuda. We don't have any more information, but the Radak tells us that this midbar was midbar Zif. Now, interestingly, we do have another kapitel that speaks about an incident in midbar Zif. It's kapitel 54, and it opens with the more obvious words, Bevo hazifim bayamru l'sha'ul, halo David mistater imanu. It is written about that time when the zifim came and said to Sha'ul, hey, David's hiding out with us. In fact, David was betrayed by the people of Zif two times, and it is recorded in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Chaf Gimel and in Perek Chafav. Apparently, David was moved to write two kapitlach of Tehillim. The first was Imaskil, Perek Nundalid, and this time he was moved to compose a mizmar. The previous one, the Maskil, is the result of deep concentration. David was depressed and needed musical inspiration, niginos. He needed to reflect and introspect, to put his dire situation into perspective. And perhaps it is because of the miraculous nature of the outcome of his first encounter with the Zifim, when Shaul was called away to fight the Plishtim and David's life was miraculously saved, that this time, David has a different focus. This time, it is a mizmar. He's not focused on his personal physical salvation, but rather upon his spiritual needs. We see it was composed b'midbar Yehuda. Midbar is a desert, and it calls to mind desolation, barrenness, wasteland. On the other hand, Yehuda conjures up his own Shevet, his brothers, his brethren, his Nachala, his claim to the throne. And so, despite the fact that he is in Yehuda, it is still a midbar, because he is so isolated and so far. The Al-Shach sees this entire mizmar as an opportunity to extol the virtues of living in Eretz Yisrael under any conditions. Though forced to flee to this barren place, David is still grateful and can compose a mizmar that he is in Eretz Yisrael and not exiled, because he had been exiled before. In Shmuel Aleph Chavav, the second time David encounters the Zifim, he writes there, Ki gershuni hayom, mihistapech benachalas Hashem, lomar lech avod Elohim acherim. He says that being exiled to a foreign land is as if he is being told, go worship foreign gods, because God's presence is so difficult to encounter on foreign soil. David's preoccupation here is with his spiritual needs. His yearning is so keen that in fact he experiences it like the thirst of a parched traveler in the arid desert. He says, Eli ata ashachrecha tsam'a lecha nafshi kama lecha bisari be'eretz tziya v'ayef b'limayim. You are my God, even in this place, ashachrecha, I seek you out like a sleepless person seeks the dawn. My soul thirsts for you. My very flesh longs for you. Kein bakodesh chazisicha. Kein. Yes, it's true. In the past, bakodesh chazisicha, I had previously beheld you in your holiness, and how I long for it once more. Liros uzcha uchvodecha, to see the Aaron and the Mishkan. The Malbim says, although I can conjure up a picture of your holiness, even here, with my Ruach HaKodesh, and transport myself in my mind and in my spirit to the holy places, I truly long to physically be once again Be'ircha u'behechalecha. It is fascinating that David's physical needs are truly spiritual, while his spiritual needs are expressed with a physical metaphor. David, who was likely fainting from hunger and thirst, is seemingly oblivious to these physical needs. The need he articulates is to be close and in proximity to Hashem. He proclaims that God's goodness is greater than life. Ki tov chastucha mechayim. It is because there is no good on earth, no good in this life, in Olam Hazeh, that can compare to anything that Hashem will give us in the world to come. God's eternal goodness is greater than anything that can be experienced in life. Therefore, my lips proclaim your praise. The next psukim all speak in various ways about tefillah. I imagine David HaMelech, as he describes himself, standing in the midst of a barren desert, silhouetted by the setting sun, with arms outstretched in prayer. Kein avarechecha b'chayai, v'shimcha esa kapai. He speaks of the sweet praises that drip off his lips as his very soul feels sated as if with an abundant meal. And then, even as night descends and others seek the solace of sleep, David remembers Hashem even upon his bed and meditates upon him during the long night watches. This kapitel ends with a few choice words that David has for his enemies, wishing that they be justly punished. But as for Shaul, the Sfarno has a remarkable observation. V'hamelech yismach belokim yishalel kol hanishbabo ki yisacher p'yidovrei shaker. As for the king, although he pursues me, I will refrain from cursing him. For his sake, I hope he will take joy in Hashem's mission of fighting our true enemies, the enemies of the Jewish people. And those who speak falsehood will be silenced. Halavai, they should do tshuva. The Medrash Tehillim opens with a classic discussion of the Midbar and the thirst as a metaphor for thirsting for God's knowledge. Nafshenu ayefa ledivrei Torah. Our soul is fatigued in its search for divrei Torah. The poor and the needy seek water, but there is none. Lishonam batsama nashasa. Their tongue is parched with thirst. And Hashem says, Ani Hashem, I, God, will answer them. Elokei Yisrael lo a'azvem, I will not abandon them. Hashem will answer us? Why not provide us with water? Why not slake our thirst? Rashi explains that this pasuk in Yeshaya is not talking about a classic thirst, but rather it is speaking of the end of days, as the prophet Amos famously prophesied, Hine yamim ba'im, v'hishlachti ra'av ba'aretz. There are days that are coming when I, God, will send a famine in the land. Lo ra'av la'lechem, v'lo tzama la'mayim, ki im lishmoa estivrei Hashem. It will not be a hunger for bread, nor a thirst for water, but rather to hear the word of God. Yes, initially there will be wrath upon us from Hashem, but God says that he will cause his spirit to rest upon us, and he will place his spirit, his breath, into the mouths of the prophets, and they will help us to return to him. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.